This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Lots of mergers and acquisitions in the news this week. The latest is Tutor Doctor acquiring Massachusetts-based CodeWiz, a company that teaches students how to code. Ruth Agbaji, CodeWiz CEO and founder, said, "This partnership just made sense. CodeWiz's goal is to support the next generation of geniuses, raising them up to be the next Steve Jobs. It's not impossible in today's society with all of the resources available." Tutor Doctor will be the fuel that helps CodeWiz launch to new heights. Frank Milner, president of Tutor Doctor, added, "This acquisition provides us the opportunity to add rocket fuel to our mission of changing the trajectory of students' lives by bringing more diverse education to students around the world. We found an absolute perfect match with Ruth and the CodeWiz team." Thompson Street Capital Partners, a private equity firm based in St. Louis, announced it has acquired Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Bob Dunn, managing partner of TSCP, said, "Freddy's is a highly unique scaled franchisor platform that has built a premium brand over the past two decades, with leading franchisee retention, remarkable growth, and a passionate guest following of Fredheads." Loyalty Brands recently announced its partnership with Zoomin' Groomin', a mobile grooming and pet services business. John Hewitt, CEO of Loyalty Brands, said, "Our experienced team of industry professionals will help Zoomin' Groomin' grow into new corners of the country, helping them bring this clever concept to even more communities." Travel Centers of America said it has agreed to sell its 41-unit Quaker Steak & Lube casual dining chain to an unidentified buyer for about $5 million. The truck stop operator said the chain and its other full-service restaurants have dragged down revenues beyond its fuel pumps during 2020. Weedman has officially turned its latest expanded service offering into its very own sub-brand. Mosquito Hero is now available to provide mosquito control services. Jennifer Lemke, CEO of Weedman, said, "Our goal with Mosquito Hero was to create a separate brand name for this incredible service and to give it the spotlight it deserves, while also furthering our mission of helping homeowners enjoy their yards." Happy Slider Day. Today, March 10th, marks the 100th birthday of White Castle. In honor of the milestone, White Castle will be celebrating all year long with special events, promotions, and new menu items. Lisa Ingram, president and CEO of White Castle, and the great-granddaughter of co-founder Billy Ingram, said, "We're so proud of this achievement and grateful to everyone who helped us get here, especially our team members and our craving fans around the country." Billy Ingram opened White Castle in Wichita, Kansas, March 10th, 1921, selling the iconic little burgers that were so easy to eat they were dubbed sliders and sold by the sack. And a big congratulations to a friend of this podcast and a true leader in franchising. PuroClean president and COO Steve White is celebrating 35 years in the franchising industry. White has earned a reputation as a bold leader who listens attentively to his team. Mark W. Davis, CEO and chairman of PuroClean, said, "It is a privilege to work alongside Steve and to watch his relentless servant leadership make a terrific impact on our network of entrepreneurs and the communities they serve." White also recently became the chair of IFA's VetFran Committee, working every day to build a community of military veterans within franchising. Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Neighbourly has appointed Roger Chacko as its new Chief Strategy and Marketing Officer. He has held various marketing and strategy roles at Carlson Hotel Group, Bloomin' Brands, USAA, Kellogg's, and more. Golden Chick has added a new franchise operations district director, Beth Carr. Andrew Bondi has been promoted to VP of Retail and Franchise Operations at Woodcraft Supply. Wendy's announced the appointment of Dr. Beverly Stallings Johnson to the newly created position of Vice President, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Wawa Grill has announced the promotion of Andrew Kim to President and CEO. BurgerFi International has hired Michael Rabinovich as Chief Financial Officer. Retro Fitness announced the appointment of Mark Andrews as Chief Development Officer. BizCom Associates has added Lauren Brown as a Media Relations Coordinator. And KBP Investments, one of the largest Yum Brands franchisees in the country, announced Heather Neary has joined the company as Executive Vice President and General Manager of KBP Bells, an entity that focuses specifically on Taco Bell restaurants. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again, this time in Dallas, Texas, in person at the Dallas Market Hall on March 20th and 21st. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates again in person, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And we will be there podcasting live, chatting with franchise brands like Russo's New York Pizzeria, Zaxby's, Office Pride, and more. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Friday on Social Geek, we'll chat with Krishia Holloway, CEO of Curves.